Now, the rest of the story. Mary was sick, all right. She was sick all her life. There was a lot of sickness in her family, in fact, but Mary was by far the most of it. As a child, she had it all. Colds, fevers, backaches, chronic indigestion, lung and liver troubles. But it was not until Mary got married and had a child that she really got sick. Some medical complication in childbirth, we surmise, but in any case, she was scarcely well a day after that. A mysterious spinal condition accompanied by seizures, rigidity, foaming at the mouth, above all, pain. Mercifully, the seizures were only occasional, and yet the periods between them were marked by unfathomable fatigue. Mary was only 23 when her child was born. By the age of 41, she was still suffering from her baffling, debilitating condition. But then something happened that was to change her life forever after. She went to see a faith healer, a fellow named Phineas Parkhurst Quimby. Now, Mr. Quimby brought no religious baggage to his faith-healing philosophy. He simply believed, as many do today, that the mind can have a physical effect upon bodily health. Quimby was extreme in many of his assertions, however, and utterly unscientific in his methods. And yet a grateful multitude of Quimby's cured people spread the word, and Mary heard. It was in October that Mary's husband first brought her to Quimby's office. And even as she sat waiting her turn, I mean even before she'd laid eyes on Phineas Quimby, Mary began to feel better. At last she was ushered in to meet him, and for a while he sat there with Mary, he in a supposedly clairvoyant state, trying to empathize with the woman's physical condition, and then he spoke with her, staring directly into her eyes, holding both of her hands in his for what seemed like an eternity, and then he rubbed her head vigorously. And that was it. The treatment was over. But the improvement in Mary's health was sudden and dramatic, and it continued over the days to come, until after 1 week had passed, the woman who had been too weak to walk strode up the 182 steps that led to the dome of the City Hall. In subsequent correspondence with Quimby, Mary referred to him as Christ and as Lord. Now, this is the rest of the story. This New Hampshire woman who spent the first 41 years of her life in misery, only to encounter a faith healer named Phineas Quimby, she, Mary Baker Eddy, would live to see her own name synonymous with healing through faith. The metaphysical religion she founded was to deny the reality of pain and sickness and death, and today, more than 100 years later, the whole world recognizes that religion as Christian Science. By the way, lest you are inclined to credit Mr. Quimby and the precepts for which he stood, Mary's recovery following her visit to Quimby's office was very short-lived. She spent the next 4 years chronically ill, as before. She noticed no real lasting improvement in her health until the age of 45. But by then, the faith healer, Phineas Parkhurst Quimby, had died, and of a physical condition which he had chosen to neglect. And now you know the rest of the story.